Daniel went upstairs to his room and opened the window. He looked out towards Jerusalem, the city where he used to live. But he couldn't see the city. It was too far away. Sometimes Daniel still missed his old home. Now he worked for a king in a strange, far-off land called Babylon. Lots of other Israelites lived there too. God had made the Israelites leave their homes in the Promised Land because of their sin. Daniel knelt to pray. Even when he felt sad, he still gave thanks to God. Down on the street, some of the king's men were whispering.
Look at that Daniel. He's praying again. I wish he would do something bad. Then we could get him into trouble.
Yes, said one man. Daniel is the king's favorite officer. If we don't do something quick, the king will put him in charge of everyone in the land, including us.
Have an idea, said another man. Let's get Daniel in trouble for praying to his God. We'll tell King Darius to make a new law that whoever prays to anyone except to the king will be thrown into the den of lions.
All the king's officers stopped whispering and grinned with glee.
What a perfect plan, they said. They went off to trick the king into making the law.
Up in his room, Daniel kept praying. Not one, not two, but three times each day. He would go to his room, get down on his knees, and pray. At the palace one day, Daniel heard about the king's new law, but Daniel knew he must still be faithful to God, no matter what. He went right home, fell on his knees, and prayed three times a day. He kept thanking God and asking him for help. Down on the street, the officers were watching.
Now we caught him,
they said with a smirk. They went off to tattle to the king. When King Darius heard their words, he was very upset. He tried all day to save Daniel, but it was too late. He could not change his law. The king's men seized Daniel and brought him to the den. Daniel could hear the hungry growls of the lions below. As they threw him in, the king called to Daniel,
"May the God whom you serve so faithfully save you!"
Inside the den, Daniel didn't move a muscle. He closed his eyes tightly. But where were the growls? The den was quiet. Daniel sat up and looked around. There was God's angel, shutting the mouths of the lions.
Not one lion even scratched Daniel the whole night long.
The next morning, King Darius rushed to see Daniel.
"Are you safe?" he cried.
When Daniel said yes, the king lifted him out of the den. He threw in the evil officers instead. Then he made a brand new law.
Everyone in my kingdom must worship and pray to Daniel's God.
Once again, Daniel prayed and gave thanks. Daniel knew he had been faithful, and he thanked his faithful God for being so faithful to him. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from Daniel's biography. God is faithful to be with his children, even in a lion's den. You can be faithful to God too. Keep praying and giving thanks to him, no matter what. You can read more about Daniel in your Bible. Look up the Old Testament book of Daniel, chapter 6.